You're listening to SBS News.
Retail giant Woolworths has admitted underpaying thousands of its employees by hundreds of millions of dollars over a 9-year period. The Fair Work Ombudsman is looking to prosecute the retailer for breaching workplace law. Supermarket giant Woolworths has admitted to underpaying thousands of its workers by up to $300 million over 9 years. Woolworths says intricate rosters and the calculation of penalty rates for its department managers are to blame for the payment shortfall. The supermarket retailer issued an apology, saying the error was not deliberate but accidental. The underpayment affects 5,700 staff. For those employees, close to $6,000 was missing from each person's salary each year. Woolworths has promised each person will receive the missing money. Employees will receive their first back payment before Christmas this year. Woolworths Chief Executive Brad Banducci reveals that while the problem is complicated, there are no excuses.
And where the issue arises is not the number of hours our team members work, but how the rosters work and how they trigger penalty rates. And you need to look at every roster by every week and tie them together over 26 weeks to understand the issue. So a relatively complex issue. No excuses.
Despite Woolworths admitting the error, the Fair Work Ombudsman believes a retailer is in violation of workplace laws, which may constitute grounds for prosecution. Ombudsman Sandra Parker says as a regulator, it is their duty to investigate and ensure such an error is not repeated.
We think the public asks us and wants us as regulators to verify those underpayments and to make sure that they're assessing them properly and that every worker who's owed money gets every dollar back. And I think as the regulator, we're expected to provide some sort of comfort that it's not going to happen again.
Even though there is no suggestion Woolworths consciously breached workplace laws, there is doubt as to whether the integrity of the brand will remain intact in the eyes of current and future employees and consumers. Paul Nelson, Managing Director at Marketing Specialist Brand Matters, says a frequency of underpayment issues among big brands such as Woolworths is serious.
What's of great concern is just how often this is occurring across big organisations, Supercheap Auto Group, the ABC, Qantas, to name a few. Bunnings is another one. It's quite catastrophic. It really does suggest that there's some systemic failures across some of these larger organisations, and it's definitely going to have some sort of impact on their brand.